Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and we put in verse number 3 yesterday. The Bible says, knowing this first, that there shall in the last days scoffers, or there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. The Bible goes on to tell us, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? We're looking at the thought this week, willfully ignorant. Now, the word ignorant means to be uneducated or the lack of knowledge. But the scripture condemns when you have that opportunity and yet you refuse it and you become willfully ignorant. As they say in court, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, ignorance of the truth of the Word of God is no excuse, my friend. You'll still be judged by it. The Bible says that there we saw yesterday the arrival of the scoffers. They're coming, and of course they're here in the last days. And then the arrogance of the scoffers, walking after their own lust. And that's the big motive as to why they scoff at the truth. Because if we're right and the truth of the Word of God is right, then they're wrong and they're in big trouble. Well, look what the Bible says concerning the accusation of the scoffers and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Making fun of the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hard to imagine that that's the case, and yet that is the case. And it's not something that just happened. It's not something that just started, but there have people been making fun of the coming of the Lord, and people who believe in the coming of the Lord, and they deem us to be weak-minded, that we believe that Christ will come back to this earth bodily. And yet, my friend, the scripture declares just as sure as he came the first time, he will come again, but it'll be different the next time he comes. And when he comes again, my friend, he won't come as a lamb, but he'll come as a lion. The Bible says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? And then they make a very broad assumption, a very flawed assumption. The Bible says that they say, for since the fathers fell asleep. So they have flawed logic in this scoffing, that they are basing the premise that Christ will not come back. They're basing it on the fact that he hasn't come back. Well, my friend, that's like basing that, you know, we haven't had an earthquake in our area in a long time, at least anything of any, you know, magnitude. And to believe and rule out it could never happen. Well, my friend, we set up on a fault line. And geologists tell us it most certainly could happen. And many other things have happened that have broken records and that have changed things that we never in our lifetime thought to be true. And yet the records have been broken. And so we know that some of the all-time records have occurred during our lifetime. Our fathers never saw them. Doesn't make the truth any less true. The Bible says, for since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Well, we talked about flawed logic. Well, just because it, you know, it didn't happen. You know, our fathers never saw anything like that. Well, listen to me. It's a lie when they say all things continue as they were. Because we're getting ready to spend verse 5 and following. It's going to talk about the flood. All things are not as they were from the beginning of the creation. All things are not as they had. There was a universal flood that destroyed mankind because of his wickedness once. And the Bible tells us in this passage that there will be judgment come upon this earth again because of the wickedness of mankind once again. And so there is this this idea that because it hasn't happened, it won't happen. There's the arrival of the scoffers, the arrogance of the scoffer, the accusation, where's the promise of his coming, and the assumption that things are going to continue as they have. Father, bless your word in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.